This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Afternoon, everybody. So we'll start with the broadcast section that's got no embargo, followed by an embargoed section of 10:30 p.m. tonight. No live tweeting during the broadcast section, please. Team news from Sky, and then ask for a maximum of 2 questions per person to get through as many as we can in the time we have. Paul.
Hi, Christian.
Hi.
Christian, do you have Richarlison back for this game against Manchester City, or any other fresh injury concerns?
Yes, we have. Like I said, after the last game, Richarlison has a small problem. And now he's available. He's been training for in this week, and he's available.
And any other fresh concerns? Any other new injuries?
No injuries. Player, and we recover also Lucas, and we are happy to say that, because Lucas is he's been training this week, and he played 40 minutes. The young team, and he's back.
How pleasing was it to see Pedro Porro arrive on deadline day? Is he in contention to start the game?
Could be, yeah. He's a player with, he's young, but he has a great experience. He played in a similar system we used to play. He's a player available, we can use him in 2 days. We have another session, a training session, so he can improve. He's a great player. Technically, he's a good player. We were impressed by his performance against us, and we know very well him. We don't know yet when Antonio is coming back. Everything is possible. The surgery was good. He's recovering well. At the moment, he's at home. So we have 2 days for the game, and everything can happen.
Alison.
Hi.
After the surgery, it's normal to don't have the energy to speak about, but immediately when he recovered well from the surgery, he called me back, and he started to talk about training and the next game. I grow with Antonio like an assistant manager. I was a player with him, so I know very well his mentality, what he wants from the team, and the way we work linked with Antonio, also with Ryan Mason. So everyone in the staff is ready to transfer to the player the idea of Antonio. For me, it's easier maybe than some new assistant, because I know Antonio very well. And so Antonio sent me a message and he trusts in us completely. And 100% I trust in the staff. And we are focused more than normal, because we have to do what Antonio normal do. And Antonio is happy about our job.
Thanks, Hans.
Ian?
How much of a frightening stroke concerning week has it been? Because while it's accepted that players will get injured, players will get unwell and need surgery, not very often that a manager suddenly has a situation where he needs to go into hospital straight away, have an operation and be away from the club. How upsetting, concerning
it
for you and for the players this week?
Yeah, we are complaining this situation. We were upset. When we realized the situation, was Antonio to call me and explain me the situation, because last week he had a problem, but we thought was a heel or influence, not a problem like this. And when he discovered this, was a surprise, and he was so sad about this. And but we have to keep going and work. We had the time to speak with Antonio before the surgery, how we have to prepare and the way to prepare the next game. And then we have lost him for 12 hours, the time to have the surgery. The surgery was not difficult. And it's important he recover well. This is the most.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Important thing. Because
this is a big game, and it's going to be billed as who will score more goals. Harry Kane for you, Erling Haaland for them. How are you going to stop Erling Haaland? And is it as simple as us building it as a game between two of the best strikers in world football?
Yeah, this is the game you are waiting for. And you want to play every time this type of game. Players are exciting to approach, and we are. I feel that the players are so focused on this match. We have a. It's not a long time we played against them, and for sure we are. We have to be worried in the right way. Speaking about their, not only Haaland but all the team they have, because it's a. It's a great team. It is maybe the greatest team in the world. And they fight every time to win a trophy. And so we are scared in the right way. But we respect them. But we feel that we can repeat the same first half we had in the last game. And we can do it for 90 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. Nick?
Yes, I have more responsibility. It's clear this, because never happened before. But I feel around myself that everyone keep more responsibility, and we are so focused. We had meeting every day, like normal we do, and everyone push himself in another level, trying to push himself in another level to help the team and the player and to play a great game Sunday. We cannot compare me and Guardiola, absolutely. It's two team they have to play, and we feel that we have a team ready to play against Man City, and it's not possible to speak about this.
Manchester City have a very bad record at Tottenham Stadium. I don't think they've scored a goal there. Is that something that you and your team were aware of, and are you being proud of that?
It's not because we play in our stadium. It's because we play against a team that last game scored 4 goals in 1 half. And we have to be aware about this. And we have to be ready to play a different, same game, but a different game. So a game, you decide a game in one penalty box and in the other. So it's very important to play well in this pace.
Thanks, Nick. Ali.
Obviously, Antonio is such an emotional, kind of animated character. We know that, especially during matches. When he does come back, how do you kind of make him be careful and stop himself pushing him too hard?
I think no one here can keep Antonio calm. and so... He knows, because obviously to have a surgery and to have a surprise like he had Sunday is not easy, and he's an intelligent man. So he knew very well what happened on him. It's a surgery. It's not the worst surgery you can have, but it's a surgery. So you have to be careful. And Antonio has to do it.
Yeah. I just wondered also, as a coach, what you made of this transfer window. Obviously, you've got two players in Poro and Danjuma. You've obviously had Matt Doherty, Jeff Spence, and Brian Keel go out the door, and Harvey White as well. As a coach, how's that changed the dynamic, and what have you made of the window?
Well, I'm not the right person to speak about the transfer market. I am the person that can speak about how we are. We have to say thanks to the player that go to play in another club, for another club. And Mark Doherty, Brian Gill, and Jed Spence are three great players. We were so happy to work with them, and we can say only thanks, a big thanks to them. They are great player and great guys. So is every time I'm sad when I arrive this moment, when close the transfer window and you lose some player, you have a disbalance between to be sad and to be exciting to work with a new player. So we are excited to work with Pedro Porro and Danjuma. And we are sad because we lose a great guy and great man.
Okay, we'll go Jack and then finish with George, please.
Has Antonio given you specific detail this week about training sessions and selections, or is he leaving those decisions up to you?
But I repeat, it's a long time I work with Antonio, and I know Antonio, so maybe it's not the most difficult things preparing training or is more some details that a coach has in his idea that sometimes they don't show to everyone. And so Antonio explained some detail to me to be ready to follow the training and to manage the training. And obviously we speak about the team that has to start Sunday, but we have also one day and one training session to analyze perfectly the situation.
Obviously, Antonio is a very intense, energetic man on the training field. Do you have
He's a different week because the energy that Antonio has is a big fire, and all the staff has to push himself in another level to try to transfer to the player the right things. But we are playing a match so difficult, so it's easier this week because we have a big beast to challenge, and it's normal that the player are so focused and approaching this this type of match.
Okay, we'll finish this section with George, please.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. The decision will be made tomorrow. And nothing. We are ready to do everything. And Antonio, probably our doctor that did the surgery, they have to decide for him. But we have 48 hours, 2 days. To decide, so we have time.
Is he still in Italy at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
And just you know, sort of different slant. I mean, last weekend Sonny scored 2 brilliant goals. It's also been a difficult season again at the moment against Leicester, where he scored 3 brilliant goals, and it wasn't quite the way he kicked off. Do you think that this moment where you got the goals last weekend is the time when his season changes and he goes on from it and is the
Is every time the time that the season can change. It depends on him and on the team, because they have to feel, all the player has to feel that the season can change in every moment. It's important, the job that Son do and is doing very well for the team. Maybe this season he is struggling to score, but he's working well for the team, and that is more important than everything.
Thanks, George. Okay, we'll end the broadcast section there. Move on.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.